This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Welcome to Cottage Talk. I am Russ Goldman, and this is our View of the Opposition show. In this episode, I have a very special guest joining me, and he is Bournemouth goalkeeper Asmir Begovic. I'll be talking to Asmir about his time at Bournemouth and get his thoughts on the club this season. Later on, we will talk about Fulham as we get ready for this upcoming match. We have a lot to talk about, but before I do anything, I have to welcome my very special guest to Cottage Talk, Asmir. Asmir, how are you doing? Thank you for joining me today.
I'm great, Russ. Thanks for having me on the show. Really appreciate it.
Well, listen, it's great to have you on Cottage Talk. And before we go on any further, I just want to let fans know about your podcast. Tell everyone a little bit about your podcast that they can access.
Yeah, no, thanks a lot for that, actually. My podcast is called The Season of Sports. I get on every couple of weeks and just kind of share my thoughts on the world of sport, what's going on. Try and get some good guests on, the likes of yourself, for example, from time to time. And we have a lot of fun with it. You know, I think for me, it's a great experience, something I love doing, talking about sport and sharing my thoughts and opinions on it. So it's actually a lot of fun. And you can get it anywhere, iTunes, Audioboom, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from. So, you know, it's been a lot of fun doing it, and hopefully it continues for a long time.
Okay, well, it's a great podcast. And thank you for having me on that show. And hopefully I can come back on again another time. I enjoyed being on your podcast. All right, Asmir, let's get into it. Let's first start here. Let's talk about your time at Bournemouth. Before you came to Bournemouth, you were at Chelsea. So let's talk about your couple of seasons at Bournemouth. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an interesting time at Bournemouth for sure. I think I came here trying to get some more regular games, and it's been pretty good. You know, I've had over 60 appearances in the 2 years that I've been here. It's been a good, different experience. So from that point of view, it's been good. Obviously, Chelsea was a great time as well, good experience. So everything has its ups and downs. But overall, it's been fun. Nice to play as much Premier League football as possible, and I've been able to do that.
Okay, excellent there, Asmir. All right, let's just get an overall view of Bournemouth so far this season. It's interesting because I'm going to talk to a little bit about their style and what stands out to me. Before we do that, I want an overall view of Bournemouth season through your eyes.
Yeah, an overall view. It's been pretty solid. You know, we had a great start this year. Came out all guns blazing first few months. Had a really good start, and then had a difficult festive period. You know, a lot of injuries, difficult fixtures. Things didn't go quite our way, and then had some bitty results. So overall, we're in okay position. We're mid table, but looking to finish the season very strong.
Okay. All right, Asmir. Whenever I watch Bournemouth, they actually remind me of a team that you and I both support in the NFL. They really do. Is it fair to say each player knows their role on Bournemouth, and it really is about the sum of the parts playing together as a team? That's kind of where I go on when I watch them. No one really, again, there is no superstar. There are some very good players, and everyone plays together as a team.
Yeah, I can definitely see the resemblance that you say to the Patriots. The fact that it's team above individual, that's for sure. There's a certain culture here that it's everyone's together, very family-like. like atmosphere. So I definitely see what you're saying there. That's something I've actually really enjoyed. Something that's been great. That's, you know, how it's been put in place overall. And from that point of view, it's nice to be part of it.
It's really interesting to watch because, again, we're going to be talking shortly about the first time these teams met. And that really stood out for me is the ability to play together as a team. Everyone knows their role and it really flows that way. And I just want to ask you briefly about the manager, Eddie Howe, who has, I think, been a big part of building this culture to what Bournemouth are today. Talk a little bit about Eddie Howe.
Yeah, well, I think he's been obviously instrumental and crucial to the success of the club. The fact of the matter is, you know, when he got the job many years ago, I think over 10 years ago now, whatever it was, he believed in this. He brought him from the lowest of the low, and he has a special bond with the community, with everyone around. He knows what the community and what the city represents and what they expect. So I think the link and the relationship is fantastic, and that translates over to the team, to the club, and of course on the field. So the fact is that the club have always stuck with him. They've been able to build this sort of culture. They've been consistent with everything, and that breeds a lot of success. And I think that's, you know, where maybe a lot of teams with chopping and changing managers and coaches and philosophies get a little bit unstuck. You know, it's been very consistent here, and that's breeded a lot of success.
It's very interesting to compare because, again, I'm looking at Fulham, and I thought Fulham could do something similar to what Bournemouth did. Bournemouth stuck with Eddie Howe through, again, that transition into the Premier League, and now it's really starting to bear fruit, as you know, again, it's a team that's well-established, so it really does start with him, but I'm sure it goes deeper than just him. It's an organization situation with Bournemouth as well, support from ownership.
Absolutely. You know, I think the ownership and the manager and everyone, they pull in the same direction, and that ultimately it's success. You're going to have your doubts, that's for sure. You know, that's sport. You can't win every game. You're going to have difficult spells, but overall it's believing in what you do and collectively fighting through those times, and you're going to have more good times than bad, and it's very much that the way it works here, and it's now building on that. You know, the new training ground's coming, hopefully a stadium at some point, All these kind of things that are going to help the club progress even further.
Okay, excellent. All right, Asmir, I want to focus on a couple of players that stand out to me. And talk to me about the roles of Callum Wilson and the emergence of David Brooks for Bournemouth. Very interesting about Brooks. I remember him last season at Sheffield United, and all the Sheffield United supporters told me, look out for this kid, and he really has blossomed at Bournemouth. So let's talk a little bit about these two players.
Yeah, I mean, two different sort of players. You know, Callum's been around the club for quite a while now, and he's progressed to the lower leagues. Again, he's had a bit of a tough time with injuries, but I think the talent and potential was always there. And the fact that he's now played regularly in the Premier League for a good extended amount of time, he's really progressed himself to the next level. The fact is, the fact that he's now been involved in the England squad and scored a goal there, that shows exactly the sort of success that he's had, and long may continue. As for David Brooks, he's someone that joined last summer, someone with a lot of potential, a lot of people raving about him, talking really good things coming from the lower leagues, and you know, he's progressed really well. He's probably done more than anyone would have expected. So he's come in, fitted into the team really well, again, identified by the whole club as someone who's going to come in and never cause an issue and fit right into the system, and he's really blossomed in that.
Okay, excellent. Asmir, I've got a very interesting question for you. I was actually watching a preview of this match from, I believe it was Bournemouth TV. And it was interesting because they were talking about the chopping and changing with the back four and how it still seems to be working out for you, even though you're making these changes. And they were focusing on Ake being a left back at one time, and he's really a center back. Talk about the changes, because even though you're the changing of the defense, you're still able to move forward.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, the fact of the matter is we have a really good squad, so these changes don't affect us too much. You know, when injuries happen, changes happen, then obviously it can disrupt things. But the fact is we have a good squad, we have good talented players everywhere, and that helps with these things. You know, myself has been taken out of the team, put back in the team. Things have changed for different reasons to try and find that winning formula, and you know, the back line as well, and injuries play part in any season. And I think the better your squad is, the better your philosophy is, then it's much easier to cope with these things.
Okay, very good there, Asmir. All right, as we look forward to this upcoming match between Fulham and Bournemouth, I want to get your view of the team's plan earlier in the season at Craven Cottage. It was a Bournemouth victory. Let's talk a little bit about that through your eyes.
Yeah, I mean, that was a really good day for us. You know, that was part of our hot start, and we were able to capitalize on mistakes right away, and obviously they took the lead through a penalty, and we controlled the rest of the match from there. So it wasn't an easy day, that's for sure, but we sort of scored the goals at the right time and put the game to bed, which obviously worked out quite well for us.
Okay. Actually, if I look back at the season, Asma, that to me was a very bad telltale for Fulham, that they were in trouble, because I thought playing against Bournemouth, it was a good matchup for both teams, two teams that wanted to play football. And be honest here, Bournemouth were the better side, and that really showed me that maybe Fulham were in serious trouble, and that match was the indicator for me. All right, let's now get your view on Fulham. I'm curious, are you surprised with Fulham this season? You know, again, I didn't see this coming. I didn't see relegation being part of the story this season. Obviously, Fulham are getting relegated. So I'm curious, as a footballer, your view of Fulham's season, did you see this happening?
Well, I think it's difficult to kind of see these things happening. I think at the same time, any promoted team, you expect them to be in a relegation battle. And the ultimate goal is just to stay in the league whatever way possible. So you're never totally surprised if they're sort of in the bottom half of the bottom half, so to say. So it's not a huge surprise, of course. Do we expect Fulham to be a little bit higher up with the amount they invested? Yes, for sure. But obviously, things change very quickly. Managers chopping and changing, lots of players brought in, and that's sometimes very difficult to mesh in a short space of time. So overall, it can be a difficult thing to do, and maybe it was a difficult time for Fulham. But you know, I expect them to be challenged to come right back into the Premier League as soon as possible.
So do I, Asmir. I totally agree with that, and I think that they have the building blocks to come right back up. But it's been a very disappointing season for Fulham. Now, as we look forward to this match, and as a goalkeeper, I'm curious your thoughts on this. Players that most concern you from a Bournemouth perspective on Fulham, I would think that it would have to start with Alexander Mitrovic. I'm curious your view of him and any other players that would concern you from your perspective.
Yeah, of course. I think it all starts with Mitrovic. He's a big threat, a very, very talented player. And then the likes of Ryan Babel, Tom Kearney, Ryan Sessegnon, all pose a really big threat. So, you know, Fulham is still competitive. They're short against Everton, very much so. So it's going to be a difficult game for us, and we have to cope a lot with those threats.
Okay, very good there, Asmir. All right, let's talk about this. What are you expecting to see from Fulham against your side on Saturday? Again, I was a little bit surprised, happily surprised, that Fulham basically tore apart Everton, were dominated Everton, which, again, I want to give a lot of credit to the players, but also want to give credit to Scott Parker for getting them to the point where they could actually beat a team like Everton. I saw signs against some of the bigger teams that they played prior, and they put it all together against Everton. Are you looking at a team that is dangerous? They have nothing to play for against Bournemouth on Saturday.
No, well, I think, you know, there's always something to play for. Everyone's fighting for their places for next season, looking for that kind of thing. Scott Parker's as well, trying to put something in place for potentially the future as well, if he was to give him the job on a full-time basis. But Fulham have been competitive all season, so we know it's going to be a tough game, competitive game. They want to finish off the Premier League in the right way, and it won't be easy by any stretch of the imagination. But at the same time, we're at home. We have to try and get on the front foot and try and dominate the game and take control of the game as much as possible and hopefully get a positive result.
Okay. Excellent there, Asmir. Listen, Asmir, I want to thank you for your time, for joining me to help get everyone ready for this upcoming match. I'm sure the fans are looking forward to it. I know that Fulham are relegated, but we're Fulham fans, and we're excited about all the matches, and I expect a good amount of Fulham supporters to be at the stadium on Saturday to cheer on Fulham. But listen, I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday. May the best club win. Let's hope someone wins. I don't want to draw here. I think I want one of our clubs to win there, Asmir. But I want to thank you for spending some time with me today to talk about this upcoming match and yourself.
No, thanks a lot, Russ. I really appreciate you getting me on the show. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Keep up the great work. And, hopefully it's a good game on Saturday.
Hopefully it is, my friend. Hopefully. And before we go, one last time, let's tell everyone about your podcast, and then we'll wrap this up.
Definitely. It's called The Season of Sports with me. Obviously, every couple of weeks, we talk a bit about sports. I get it on iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom, where we get podcasts from. I know Russ is an avid listener, so I appreciate all the support.
I am. I'm an avid listener. It's a great podcast. It really is. And it's funny. I'll just share this quickly. Asmir called me out on Twitter on my NFL prediction. So thank you for that, Asmir.
Hey, listen, we love your loyalty to our pod, and we have to, you know, sometimes have a little bit of fun with it.
Not a problem. All right. Well, listen, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, but it is time to wrap this up. For my special guest, Asmir Begovic, I'm Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for listening to Cottage Talk.
It's the 90th minute, and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDougat share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.